So, here we are again. You're patiently waiting to hear my voice degrade you. Tell you just how utterly worthless you are. It's not like I even need to tell you at this point. You already know what a pathetic waste of space you are. But you keep coming back for more. What is it that makes you so willing to submit yourself to someone you've never met? To someone you'll never see? Or touch. I'll always just be a voice to you. A voice who controls you, punishes you, and laughs at you. A voice that reminds you of your place and just how insignificant you really are. A voice you dream of hearing whispering commands in your ear as you're on your knees in front of me, ready and willing to do anything and everything I say. I'm superior to you in every way, and you know it. You can feel it. Is it the way that I talk to you as if you're the most disgusting and boring thing I've ever met in my life? Is it the way that my laugh sends shivers down your spine and makes your face flush with embarrassment and excitement? Is it the way that my tone surrounds you? Reaching into every fiber of your body and forces you to bow down before me. Pathetic. Look at yourself. I haven't even told you to do anything, and already your breathing is heavy, and your tiny excuse for a cock is throbbing. What a disgusting excuse for a man you are. No wonder you submit to me so easily. Who else would want a filthy little pig like you? You're enjoying this, aren't you? I think I saw that tiny cock of yours grow another centimeter. You know what? Since you're so ready to obey my commands, why don't you give your cock a nice hard slap for me? Oh my God, you really will do anything I say, won't you? Slap it again. Harder this time. Good boy. If only your friends could see you now. I bet out in the real world you're a real man's man. You walk around pretending to be an alpha male. I bet people even think you're a dominant. Boy, are they wrong. Your life is a lie. Here, you know your place. You know your true worth. You're nothing more than a disgusting little bitch who gets off on being told what to do. You're nothing. The only reason I even put up with you is that it's entertaining for me to see you prance around like the little trained monkey you are. Your pain gives me pleasure. Of course, we both know you could never give me the pleasure that a real man could. You're nothing more than a toy to me, an object to use and abuse as I see fit. My trash can has more worth to me than your ridiculous excuse for a life does. Give your ass three nice hard slaps. Why? Because I told you to. Do you really need more of a reason than that? I didn't think so. Give your nipples a hard squeeze, too. Good boy. You live for those words, don't you? Being told you've done something right. I mean, it's not like it happens often and your worthless little life does it. I bet you would do anything to be allowed to come right now, wouldn't you? To be given permission to touch your itty bitty cock and make a mess all over yourself. Why don't you beg me for it? Beg me to let you come. What's that? Oh, I can't hear you. You better speak up. I think you can beg better than that. That's better. Wow, you sound so utterly desperate and pathetic. Oh, it's hilarious. Okay, fine. You can touch your filthy little cock. But you can only use your non-dominant hand to jerk off. Well, I guess you would only need a few fingers and not your whole hand since it's so small, right? Oh, poor little loser. Humiliated and trying so hard to come. I bet you're stroking your puny little cock as fast as you can, but it just doesn't feel the same, does it? You'd better hurry up before I change my mind about letting you come. I'll give you a countdown. When I get to one, you can come. Ready? 10, 9, 8, faster, little piggy, 7, 6, 5, 4, oh, you're so close, aren't you? 3, 2, 1, stop. Hands off your little cock. I told you that you could come when I got to one, but I didn't say how long you had. Oh, poor little thing. Did you come? Why'd you ruin that orgasm you worked so hard for? If you came and made a big, big mess all over yourself, you'd better start licking it up like a good little piggy. What's that? You didn't get to come. Well, that's not my fucking problem. You should be grateful that I even let you touch that little pinky dick of yours. In fact, since you didn't come when I told you to, give your cock two more hard slaps. Only did you not get to come, but now your cock is aching. All because you followed my directions like a good little bitch. You really are worthless.